8:30 this afternoon, officers from the NYPD entered Columbia University's campus to break up a student-led protest calling for the school to divest from organizations and companies funding and profiting from Israel. Claire Davenport has more.
Student protesters camped out on the school's south lawn overnight in pop-up tents. But this afternoon, police led or carried some of the protesters away in zip-tie handcuffs while surrounded by scores of onlookers. At issue, some of the companies Columbia invests in, such as Hyundai and Airbnb. Activists say the car company's equipment is used to demolish Palestinian homes, and the vacation rental firm operates apartment listings in Israeli settlements inside the occupied West Bank. Yesterday, University President Manoush Shafiq testified in front of the U.S. Congress defending the university's record fighting anti-Semitism on campus. The same day, according to an Instagram post by the protest organizers, the school agreed to one demand, financial transparency regarding university investments. An email from the president cited campus safety as the reason for authorizing the New York Police Department to clear out the encampment. The university has struggled to contain and respond to multiple pro-Palestinian protests this school year. Claire Davenport, Columbia Radio News.
April is National Poetry Month, and today is Poem in Your Pocket Day. New York City Hall has asked staffers to get creative and write poems about their job. They're even being encouraged to write their verses on social media, asking staffers to take a break from managing the metropolis and channel their inner Langston Hughes. Staffers are having a hard time seeing the rhyme or reason of the poetry celebration. Calling the exercise a waste of time, they're asking city officials to remember they have a city to run. And a restaurant in Park Slope is going adults only. Starting today, the new Brooklyn-based hotspot, Bar Louise, is urging customers to leave their kids at home. The decision was made after local residents felt they had no escape in the family-oriented neighborhood. Also, teachers wanted to clock in after school without worrying about running into students. The new rule has happy hour starting at 3:30 to accommodate teacher schedules. Teachers will also get 10% off their bill and a punch card reward system for their drinks. A pilot program to install solar canopies over city-owned parking lots is underway. The city council is set to announce the deciding vote on the initiative today ahead of Earth Day on April 22nd. New York has generated more greenhouse gas emissions than it has in decades. But the solar canopies are a solution because they can help produce clean energy. If passed, New York would have 2 years to build the canopies, which would cover at least one parking lot in each of the five boroughs. The program would also have to install at least 5 electric vehicle chargers at each location. And a new rat-related issue is on the rise. According to the city's health department, a serious infection linked to rat urine is spreading. The disease is called leptospirosis. Symptoms include high fevers, body aches, red eyes, and abdominal pain. Reports say that there have already been 6 confirmed cases in New York City this year and 24 last year. But the best way to prevent leptospirosis, according to health department, is to avoid contact with rats. The health advisory says cases must be reported to the NYC Health Department within 24 hours. More information is available on the health department's website. Christina Makaya, Columbia Radio News.